Plus now save $1 instantly on premium Autolite Iridium spark plugs. That's up to $8 in instant savings. That'll put a little spark in your budget.
Adams Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Hurry into the Chevy Memorial Day sale and get amazing deals. It's going on now through June 3rd. Don't miss the Chevy Memorial Day sale.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, I've decided to sell my sprinkler.
Oh, yeah. You won't need that
apparently
anymore.
Apparently won't need that.
Yeah, get rid of the garden hose, any of that.
My lawn has never been as green as it is right now. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Was Frank off on assignment again today?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow. That's Dan. That's Ian. Later on, Bill will be here, and
we'll get you 40% next week, right? Is that correct?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Frank called me yesterday and asked if I'll come and fill in on Thursday.
An extra day of assignment,
and then he begs me for an assistance, an assist on. He's taking his wife to Chicago for their anniversary.
Right, yeah,
I don't know anything about Chicago. What, you know, I don't know what we're going to do up there. So I told him the name of the restaurant that I like up there.
Oh yeah, he mentioned it. I'd never heard of it.
Capital Grill. I don't know if it's a chain, or my wife and I went there years ago, and it was one of the best meals we've had in that town.
The only thing I remember, I think the last time I was in Chicago was, I don't know, 20-something years ago, but Mike Ditka's restaurant.
Yeah.
With the big giant sandwiches.
Yeah.
Ditka's restaurant. Ditka dog.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
I was up there for Dave Matthews at Wrigley Field a couple years ago.
We've gone to, you know, Gino's East, which is the famous deep dish pizza place up there, and Ed DeBevick's, which is the diner, and all that. Yeah.
I told him to check out, have you heard of that website, Airbnb.com?
I heard you talk about that yesterday.
Yeah, it's a very cool website.
I would be a little bit, there's two sides of the equation, and if you didn't hear Ian talking about it yesterday, explain it again.
It's a website, it's Airbnb.com, and it's people either put up their condos that they have that they're not, you know, either it's a place that they're only there a couple months of the year,
yeah,
or even some places it's a house that has a furnished attic. Or
but it's not just places where the person isn't living at the moment. In a lot
some
of cases,
are.
I understand that it's like a room in someone's house.
Yes, absolutely. And
or in their apartment. If you're, it could be, you know, a high rise in Chicago. Hey, we got a spare bedroom here. We're going to rent it out. We're going to charge you $100 for the night.
Yeah, I saw one was like $25. It was like a blow up bed in the half a bedroom. If you
that's pretty awesome.
If that's the way you want to go. But yeah, it's all review driven. So that's the best part about it. And somebody said, I don't know. I was looking at one, and it said, Karen made us waffles in the morning for breakfast, and yeah.
Have you ever stayed in somebody's house for a bed and breakfast kind of thing?
No.
No.
My wife and I did it in, I don't remember, sometime in the 80s. We went to Vancouver, Canada for the World's Fair. Remember when World's Fairs were a big deal?
Yeah.
Has there been a World's Fair?
I think there still are, but it's not that big of a deal anymore, because it used to be all about technology. And,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, here are the cool things of the future. Well, it was also about each country had their own pavilion, and you could go in there and learn about those countries.
Foods of the area and things like that.
I think that the World's Fair concept, and I'll get back to Airbnb in a second, I promise, but I think the World's Fair concept went away once more people started using, what's the word, airplanes,
mm-hmm,
to be able to go and see the rest of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you wanted to learn about Portugal, okay, you can go to Lambert Airport, get on a flight to New York or Chicago, and then go nonstop to Lisbon, and you can learn about it there.
Yes.
You don't have to go to Nashville, Tennessee to the World's Fair or wherever it is being held.
Wow, there are some future ones coming up. 2017 Expo will be held in Astana, Kazakhstan. Mm-hmm. In 2020.
There's a hot spot of tourism right there, yes. Kazakhstan.
And there's a bunch of places up for the 2020 World's Fair. But yeah, I bet the internet has kind of killed that too, because you can see a lot of these places.
Exactly. Yeah, if you want to find out about tourism to any of these places or any of the stuff they're covering, yeah, you could just do that now.
Right.
But we went and we stayed in a bed and breakfast in this suburb of Vancouver called Burnaby. Claim to fame of Burnaby, the hometown of Michael J. Fox.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
That's where they got the thing for Burnaby Jones.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
So we stayed in this woman's house, and we were, you know, in our 20s at the time, 20s, early 30s. No, 20s.
Did you wake people up in the middle of the night? You're in your 20s. All that's going on. You
know. We were in the basement. It was a basement room, and that stuff was going on. Thank you for the memories. It's been so long ago. I can't actually confirm for you that it was, but I'm going to tell you it was likely, much more likely to have been going on then than now.
Yeah.
But the woman who hosted it was exactly the stereotypical Canadian person you expect. You get that a boot.
Mm-hmm.
You get that a. Nice, gentle woman who welcomed us into her home. I think we stayed there for 2 nights, and each morning made us more breakfast than I've ever made in my own house. Now, I've gone out.
Was it the only room? Was it available, or were there other rooms?
I think that time it was the only. We've done it one other time, but I think this was, she has a basement, and, you know, the World's Fair goes on, or at the time went on for a couple of weeks, and a lot of people in the area would rent their rooms out. Same thing happens in a Super Bowl city, you know, or an Olympics city, because that goes on for 2 or 3 weeks, and people figure, hey, if I'm not going to be able to go to any of this stuff, but I can make some money off it, I'll rent a room out or whatever. And so that's what she was doing.
Oh, yeah, because I saw an article. Well, I'll get to it later. Go ahead.
She was so nice. And the food, we'd get up in the morning, and I would actually say to my wife when it was dinner time, don't eat a lot tonight, because, you know, based on what she fed us this morning, tomorrow morning, she's going to give us this feast. And she did. It was almost like a joke how much food she put out for us.
Man.
Anything you want, you know, pancakes and French toast and omelets and toast. And it's like
Canadian bacon.
Of course. Well, they don't call it Canadian bacon. Yeah. They just call it bacon. Eh?
Yeah.
Back bacon.
Yeah, back bacon there.
And it was fantastic. And it was, you know, I'm sure it was relatively cheap. We didn't have money in those days. And she lived right near a commuter train like Metrolink. That we could go on to. One thing I remember about that is when you went to the, I think it was called Skylink or Skytrain station, the tickets were on the honor system.
Really?
I guess Canadians are so different from Americans.
Yes.
Can you imagine if Metrolink and other transportation in the United States was on the honor system?
Buy a ticket or don't buy a ticket. It's up to you.
There was checking. I mean, there are ticket machines there. But there's no turnstile, there's no security guard, there's no person checking it. We were honest, and we did buy tickets before getting on, but I said to my wife both days, like, how would they know if we didn't buy a ticket? She said, I don't think they would.
They go, those crazy Americans, eh?
But you'd see, buying like, tickets. 15 people lined up at these machines. I assume that the vast majority of them do it. And she lived near there, and so we were able to go to do it. Now, that was, again, when we were in our 20s. I'm now a little bit older, more than twice as old, and I can't imagine doing that, going and living for a couple of nights in a stranger's house.
Mm-mm. No.
Hotel or motel, no problem. I do it all the time.
It's a totally different mindset in your 20s and now.
Yeah.
Especially because most of those B&Bs are like, they like the rustic feel, no TV. I'm out. once there's no TV or anything.
Well, you know what? That's a very good point. But I guarantee you, in that house, there was no TV in the room that we were in. Nowadays, you'd go there. What do you mean? Well, we have a TV upstairs.
A communal TV, like on Groundhog Day, where they're all sitting watching Jeopardy.
If you're in your 20s and you have your favorite female with you and you don't care about TV.
At the end of the day, you go to dinner, you come back in the room, and yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
So I can see why that would still be popular. But I would also think to myself, there's got to be a price point at which I would not go below. You know, you said $25 for a room.
Oh, yeah, but it goes all the way up to like $300, $400 a night. Some of the nicer places you can get, especially if it's just a furnished condo that nobody's in, you know.
See, that's the kind of deal that I'd be looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you were going to go to Hawaii for a week and you could rent a house for $300 for the week.
Yeah.
Furnished?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Why you're never going to get a hotel room for that amount of money.
But I saw this article the other day. This couple, they have two kids and they have a very nice, expensive house in the Hamptons. But they've started in the summers. They bought this $40,000 trailer. They live there in the summer, rent out their house, and they get like $300,000-$400,000 just for the summer. And then they move back in after the summer's done, and they just the trailer's 400 square feet, but you kind of rough it during the summer just because you know, cha-ching,
yeah,
you're getting all that money.
I have a little Hampton story for you if you'd like to hear it.
All right.
The very first radio station I worked for was on the east end of Long Island in a town called Riverhead. And there was a big rock station that served that whole east end of Long Island, which is where the Hamptons are located. And I had quit college to take this job and worked there part-time for a while, and then they hired me full-time. And so I wanted to move closer because I was still living near the college I'd gone to, which was like a 45-minute drive, and I wanted to live closer. So I went out there, and I knew that in the summer the Hamptons were expensive. Again, we're talking a long time ago, and now it's much, much, much.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything would be tremendously much more expensive. But I went to this realtor, and I asked, is it possible to rent a house or some cottage or something for myself in this area in the off-season, non-summer? And he said, absolutely. And I rented a house 2 years in a row from September 15th to May 15th. It was two different houses. It cost me $250 a month.
Wow.
Now, I was not making all that much money in those days. That was more than half of my income.
And we still aren't.
But I had, you know, a 3-bedroom house with a formal dining room.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, a full kitchen and all that sort of stuff to myself.
Those people make all their money in the summer. They really
don't. In the summer, that same house was $5,000 a week.
Wow. Oh, man.
And it was not on the beach.
Wow.
It was about a mile drive to the public parking at the beach.
Wow.
$5,000 a week from May. And he told me, when you rent this place, yeah, you can move in September 15th. You have to be out by May 15th, because then they take 2 weeks. They'll clean everything up and get everything ready, and the first people will move in here on Memorial Day weekend, and it will be full every day until Labor Day from there. And so they would get $60,000 for the summer for those 12 weeks of just renting their place out. And so I realized after I had moved into this place, which seemed like a fantastic deal for me. I was I was an idiot with money in those days. Half of my income for a house.
Sure.
Yeah. Ended up having a lot of cheese sandwiches for dinner.
Cheese. Ramen.
Yeah, ramen. Yeah, 19-cent yogurt. That's dinner. Yeah, that's what you do when you're an idiot with money. But I didn't realize until I had lived in these places for a month or two, I'm paying you to house sit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, basically.
Instead of you hiring me to stay in your house and make sure that it's okay in the 9 months of the year nobody's living here, or 8 months of the year, I'm paying you.
And then where did you go after, between that?
In the next summer, in May, I moved into an apartment in a town that was maybe about 30 minutes away from work. An apartment building that burned down.
Oh.
No.
In August of that year. Then I ended up sleeping on somebody's couch for about 5 or 6 weeks, and then I got another place back out in the Hamptons. So, again for $250 a month.
It's amazing. I read that article. I was like, wow.
But renting an entire house from somebody for an extended period of time sounds like a great idea. Getting a room in somebody's house while they're still there.
Yeah.
Yes. A little awkward.
I don't see Frank doing that.
No. No. He would probably go the condo route.
He's kind of like me in that he's not really going to get along with whoever is there.
No.
First thing in the morning.
Doesn't matter who it is.
I don't want to see somebody I don't know when I first wake up in the morning. My wife and I can barely put up with each other first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Third parties are not going to be doing well.
He doesn't even like staying in friends' houses. So, yeah, that's especially on.
Yeah.
Especially if he gets up in the middle of the night or something like that, and he's got walking around in his underwear. I don't like that visual.
Well, if you were doing that, are you comfortable in that situation?
No. No, no, I'm not. I would not do
that. We're all used to our own stuff, and we're willing to accept the hotel room stuff as our temporary stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all you need in a hotel room, nice bed, good TV, good shower.
Your own bathroom.
It's because you're the only one there, so you can create your own ambiance and everything for you there.
Yeah, you can move the furniture around if you want. You can. I'm going to take over this desk, and I'm going to leave stuff here. If you're in somebody else's house, that's all of their stuff around there, and you don't want to knock something over.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a TV in the room, then you walk out, then you kind of want to watch a little TV or something, and you're stuck watching the People's Court with them or something.
Yeah.
5 minutes to Wapner.
Yeah.
All right, before we take a break, I have to mention one other thing. I know that I'm a little bit hopped up here at the beginning of the show because I had too much sugar on the way in. I stopped off at the gas station. Nice to see the gas under $3.50. A gallon.
We're excited about that.
Yeah.
They've groomed us very well.
It's unbelievable how good.
What a deal.
3.48.9. Yay! What are you, an idiot? It's like I'm 20 years old again. I'm bad with money. So while the gas is pumping into the car, I go into the little convenience store there to get myself a drink. And you know what? I've been trying to be good lately, but I need something sweet and sugary or something. So I pick up this package of Chips Ahoy chunky chocolate chip cookies. Mm. Actually, they don't say chip anymore. They're real chocolate chunk cookies.
No, there's no chips at all. Just chunk.
They're chocolate chunks in there. And it's got 8 cookies in there, which they call king size. All right, I'm feeling like a king. I can eat 8 chocolate chip cookies in the car on the way to work.
Sure.
No problem. After I eat all 8, I look over at the nutrition facts panel.
Oh, that's never a good idea.
That was after the fact.
You're going to eat cookies.
After I eat all 8 of them, yes. Okay. Serving size. What do you think they have listed as the serving size? Now, again, it's one package of 8 cookies.
2 cookies.
What do you think is the serving size?
I would say 1 cookie.
1 cookie.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
1 cookie. And then it says servings per container, about 8.
About 8?
About 8? It's in the 7.6, 7.8. Yeah. We round it up.
Once every 10 packages, there's a 7 and a 9 in there. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there is. You couldn't fit 9 of these cookies in here. It's a mathematically designed package. Yeah, about 8. And then I look at the calories. Per cookie. Remember, this is per serving because the first thing I did was I looked at the calories per serving.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Exactly.
And that's what they help most people.
I looked at it and I went, well, that can't be right.
You multiply that by 8.
Yes. It says calories per serving. And remember, that's 1 cookie.
I guess 120.
80.
Oh.
80,
oh,
80
all right.
calories per. So I had 640 calories worth of cookies.
Oh, that's not too bad.
On the way in here, and the sugars and all the fat and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I don't care. I was going to eat it anyway. If I'm in the mood for chocolate chip cookies, I'm going to get this package and I'm going to eat it. This could say calories 1,000,000.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
No.
I want to eat that right now, and I'll just go for a longer bike ride this weekend.
Because of laws, they have to put that on there. But any junk food should not even have nutrition facts on there. It's you know what you're eating.
Right. I agree.
What's the point?
I agree.
They should just put.
This makes you feel badly.
Nutritional value, crap.
Yes, that's it.
None that we know of.
This is not that great for you.
But also, I want to go back to this. Serving size, 1 cookie. Mm-hmm. Who is going into a convenience store? I've never seen these anyplace else but convenience stores this size. Who is buying this, taking it home with them, putting it in the pantry, not eating it right away, and then later on that day, I'm in the mood for a snack, but I don't want to overdo it. I'll just have one cookie. Who eats one?
Nobody.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Nobody. I don't know. And that's another scam, is that they break it down that way just so people go, oh, this is not too bad.
Yeah, if it said serving size 8 cookies and or then, one package and then calories 640.
Oh, I can't eat that.
You know, you should've... It would not stop me,
no.
But there would be people who would go, whoa.
Oh.
Well, you should have just gone for everything. You should have just swung by the drive-thru and got a vanilla shake or something, a chocolate shake.
I got a 32-ounce soda. 79 cents.
Oh, can't beat that.
By the way, serving size, 1.
Yeah, and look how big they are. They're like monsters.
So I'm a little hopped up on way too many calories and way too much sugar here, which is good because that's the kind of show we do here on Friday afternoons on the Big 550 KTRS.
And let's get a look at traffic right now. With all this rain, we could have some problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Dan, are you gonna kind of let us know a little bit about the band?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am gonna.
You guys were on a mission from God. So what happened?
We were on a mission from God, but I will talk about the band, Henry's Humans.
Oh, man, okay. This is intriguing.
Yes.
It is very intriguing.
Wow. Tim Weiland, yeah. chief teaser on the show.
Yeah. Here's my tease. We play twice. We play twice. Tomorrow we play from noon till 4 at St. Charles Harley-Davidson. And then we play at Shea Maryland in Alton, Illinois from 8 till midnight.
All right, more on that after we take a break.
Yeah. And then...
Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, thanks, Paul. On northbound 170, we've got a report of an accident at North Hanley. Now, I couldn't find it on the camera, but I see everybody moving over to the right lane. And that has a pretty good backup on north 170 now. We also had on northbound 170 at Delmar a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. You do have westbound 70 traffic slowing now, approaching the Earth City Expressway to the Blanchard Bridge. Southbound 270, the volume's getting heavier now, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, just a bit heavy from Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 64. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart, like a deliciously refreshing 2-liter Coke, market side rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Recently on McGraw Live in the Morning.
TV critic extraordinaire Gail Pennington. The Bachelorette just might have jumped the shark last night.
Where did they get all those crazy men? I mean, there was the time last night when the man with no shirt was making fun of the man wearing the suit of armor. I mean, really?
They're coming dangerously close to losing me, and you know that's
if
bad.
If they lose you, they just might as well go off the air.
That's exactly right.
McGraw Live in the Morning. Weekdays 6 till 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
World. 10 years ago, a Window World window cost $189 per window, and that included installation. 10 years later, and 35,000 homes later, a Window World window costs $189 per window, including installation. In fact, the only difference is that now it comes with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. It also comes with every single customer service award you can possibly win. Call Window World now, 314-993-1800, and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Window World Windows. You need windows, you need entry doors. It's Window World Windows. 314-993-1800, and you can always find out more at windowworld.com. The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Free in-home estimates. Call 314-993-1800 and they'll show you how you can earn a tax credit of 10% up to $500 off of your order. Call Window World. 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. That's
Window World. May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-900-7127. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight. Because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-900-7127. 1-800-900-7127. That number again is 1-800-900-7127.
Hello, St. Louis. This is Denise Bradley, and exciting things are happening at Appliance Discounters. We're now introducing the new Bosch line of appliances, so now you can get the entire line of Bosch kitchen appliances along with laundry products at Appliance Discounters. Come by any of our Appliance Discounters locations to check out the smart-looking line of Bosch dishwashers. They're rated as the quietest, most water and energy efficient line of dishwashers in the U.S. and backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. The Bosch single and double wall ovens are German engineered with the largest capacity on the market. Match it with a sleekly designed Bosch built-in refrigerator with a variety of convenience and food preservation features. There are also Bosch cooktops, ventilation, or laundry units at Appliance Discounters. We buy Bosch appliances factory direct by the truckload for extra savings, which means our savings are your savings. Visit any of our Appliance Discounters four showrooms in Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, and the newest location in Baldwin. Or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Want your home to make a statement? Want to maximize your biggest investment? Update your home with Savoy House Lighting, which is available at Metro Lighting. Whether you're lighting your dream home, remodeling your family room, or maybe need a new chandelier, Savoy House offers distinctive selections for every style and budget. Plus, during the month of May, save 25% on all regularly priced Savoy House Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, neighbor, do you have Craftsman tools?
I've got tons of Craftsman. Everything from wrenches to power drills to lawnmowers. In fact, come by this Saturday. We're giving away Craftsman bottle openers to the first 50 people.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. A neighbor with all the best brands, like Craftsman. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With coupon available in-store or at acehardware.com. No purchase necessary. Limit 1. Valid at participating stores. June 1st only.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Frank O'Pinion. When you go in the showroom at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, you're going to see some signs around that say, "We only look expensive." And they do. If Thompson Price does a kitchen, a bathroom, a home entertainment room, it's going to look expensive. Expensive is a relative term. You know what's expensive? Expensive is shoddy workmanship that you didn't pay a lot for, and it's garbage. It has to be redone because it wasn't first class. It wasn't what you really wanted. You tried to cut corners. That's expensive. Having to do anything twice or having it redone sooner than you expected to, that's expensive. Quality first class workmanship is not expensive. When you can look at something 15 years later after it was done and say, "Hey, this still looks great, and that was money well spent," that's not expensive. Now, there are some places that are. There are places where you can you pay for something you don't get. You overpay. Not Thompson Price. You get every dollar's worth. It is money well spent, and boy, do they know what they're doing when it comes to kitchens, bathrooms, and home entertainment rooms. Start with their website, thompsonprice.com. That'll tell you where the showroom is located. I hope you can drop in there, too, and take a look at just a small sample of what they're able to do. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home.
Yeah.
In the news earlier this hour, Colin told you about an Amber Alert for a missing 8-year-old. They've canceled it. They found the kid. Turns out he was with his father, as often happens in these cases, one parent or the other. More often than not, the father has taken the kid and taken the kid away. And so in this case, they found the father and the boy. The dad's been arrested. The boy is being returned to his mom. So we're happy to say that about little 8-year-old Louvel Dukes. Amber Alert canceled here in the St. Louis area. Dan mentioned that his band is playing two different locations tomorrow. And could be the last chance to see Henry's Humans. Can we say that?
Yeah. Well, as we are...
With the current lineup.
The current lineup, yes.
Okay.
Yes, we'll say it like that, yeah.
Do you want to not go into details because they're fluid right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to go into details, but as we are right now as a band... Right now, it'll be the last.
So you don't want people to know that the band is breaking up because of you and Yoko?
Yeah.
Yoko? Whoa, Nelly. I would really have to. My eyes are bad, but man. Holy cow.
Say no more.
Let's leave that alone. I turn now to Ian, who is our social media expert on the show, being the youngest of all of us. Although I'm online and... Oh, I have to mention the social media thing here. Don't forget to follow KTRS on Facebook at the Big 550 KTRS and this show, the AM and the PM Facebook page.
That's right, facebook.com/AM and the PM.
And the station's also on Twitter at the Big 550 and, of course, at KTRS.com. Contractual obligation filled. Now let's go back to this story here.
Hashtag 20%.
I'd like you to explain this to me.
All right.
A Canadian woman says social media reunited her with a roll of film stolen 9 years ago. The canister of undeveloped film was found on a roadside near Victoria, British Columbia, this month by a woman named Helen Maslick, who had stopped her car to deal with a tire problem. She had the film developed and posted the photos on Facebook to find the owner. The photos, which were lost when somebody broke into the original owner's car, the original owner is a woman named Anne Perry Smith. And she hadn't had it from 9 years ago. 9 years ago, she had a newborn daughter. And when you have a brand new baby, you take a lot of pictures. Nowadays, this wouldn't be a problem because with digital photography, there is no such thing as film.
Right.
You know, you could lose your smartphone or your camera. But you're not going to lose the film. It's not going to exist there. And a lot of these cameras and phones automatically upload it to the cloud. So even if you lose the device, you can still have the pictures. But 9 years ago, that didn't exist. So I'm baffled by this, and I need you to explain to me. She put the photos on Facebook. Now, I'm on Facebook, although I don't do anything on it except really follow my daughter and a few people, you and a bunch of others. I'm not a regular Facebook poster, but I do know that in order to see my Facebook page, you have to become my Facebook friend.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody just finds something and posts pictures of it on their Facebook page, how does the whole internet find out about it?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of confused about. It doesn't give any more information than that?
Well, it was just reaction from the woman who's so happy that she has these pictures now and blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
But it doesn't explain. Now, so
unless you know to go on Facebook or maybe there's a page that's photos found or I don't know.
Maybe someone can explain this to us. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, star KTRS, because these two women did not know each other. I can see if they knew each other,
right?
And this woman found photos and put them on there, and then she called her up. Hey, Ann, you'll never believe what I found on the side of the road. Or
tagged her.
Or
do you know about the tagging in the photos? Okay, yeah, she could have tagged her, and then they would have popped up on her page.
Because once you tag somebody on Facebook, that person gets notified that they have been tagged in a picture,
right,
of so-and-so. I'm actually getting these lately where I'm not in the picture. Which is, I think, some sort of phishing scam.
Oh, maybe? Yeah. Well, yeah, it's either a promotion or something or some kind of advertising. Save $50 on Southwest Airlines and somebody will tag a bunch of people in it. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not in the pictures, and I click on it. Oh, somebody tagged me in a photo. I'll go look at it. Like, I'm not in that picture. So I assume it's some sort of online scam.
Right.
But if you don't know somebody, you don't get to see their Facebook page, right?
Well, unless you make settings. I mean, you have to go in there and say, I only want my friends to be able to see certain things on my page. There are settings that you can go into.
Okay, but how would you know about some random woman on the internet?
Boy, I mean, that's the...
we always hear that Facebook has a billion users, which we know isn't true because there's products that are advertised on there. But let's say it's a few hundred million people who are on Facebook. How would you know to randomly go to Helen Maslach's page one day?
Yeah, no clue.
Mike, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi.
You don't have to be somebody's friend to look at their Facebook page. As long as you know what name you're looking for, you can look at anybody's.
So how would you end up on a random woman's page? I mean, what are the chances of somebody who doesn't know this woman, Helen, seeing her Facebook page?
A friend of a friend of a friend? Who knows?
Hmm.
Like six degrees of Ann Perry Smith?
Yes.
Somebody must have known her that knew somebody that got to her.
Okay, but I want to go back to your first thing. Anybody can see anybody's Facebook page?
Sure.
You can see the page, but depending on what settings they have, you can only see so much information.
They can block it, but they have to have physically gone in and changed it.
Right.
Other than that, you can see their page, you can see their friends, you can see their comments and everything.
So much for privacy.
Right.
Unless you changed it, unless you want to be private with it, yeah.
And I'm guessing the vast majority of people who start a Facebook account know nothing about settings, know nothing about
the
privacy.
Default, default isn't open.
So it's all open to everybody.
But exactly.
Yeah. All right, Mike, that makes sense. The friend of a friend of a friend. Thanks for calling. Gary, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
AM and PM, Paul.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I guess that guy just said something about when you share something with... you know, a post and just repost it, it's kind of like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Eventually somebody is going to know somebody that's going to know somebody that's going to know that person.
Like, for instance, the newest thing, it was the picture for Memorial Day. It was that little fawn. I think a Channel 2 photographer took it, and it was a fawn sleeping in front of one of the headstones at Jefferson Barracks. And it was shared by so many people, and then I'm sure it was shared by more where people outside of St. Louis started seeing this picture just because it was shared by so many people.
Uh-huh.
Exactly, because... some of my friends are into stray rescues and lost dogs and cats, and so whenever they post something about a lost animal, or even kids, you know, if somebody's missing or something like that, then I always share it on my page so that all of my friends can see it, and you know, it's the exponential theory of multiplication, you know,
chain letter. Essentially,
yeah,
almost
exactly.
Yeah, I'm the broken link in that chain.
Yes, me too.
I don't retweet anything from other people. Oh, please help us with them. I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that.
Well, you know, I understand. I've just recently been drag kicking and screaming into the 20th century myself.
Well, I appreciate the call, Gary. Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
Have a good day, Jim. You're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi. He pretty much got it, and basically, what I was going to say is, like, I'm not friends with any of you guys on Facebook, but I am on the AM and the PM one. And, like, if I post something and you guys didn't know me, but you would see it, and then you guys could repost it, and then your friends would see it.
Or you share something that we've posted, and all your friends see something from our page, then.
Right,
that,
and that are not even friends with it. And, you know, it's like, have you seen the ones where they post a picture of a kid with cancer? If he gets 1 million likes, he could get, you know, treatments for free.
Right.
And that may come from, like, out of New York. Well, I don't know anybody in New York, but some of my friends knew the guy from New York, and that's how it ends up on my general page. And then if I share it, friends that aren't friends with, you know, and that's basically how it works.
Let me just talk about that right there, what you just mentioned. Oh, if he gets 1 million likes, then he'll get treatment for free. I've actually seen things like that, not exactly that, but stuff like that. And I thought to myself, how cruel are you if you are the kind of person who could help this kid, but you're going to hold him hostage until you get Facebook recognition
right.
for it from 1 million people? Screw you!
Right, yeah.
There's a kid who's sick. Help the sick kid!
Exactly.
Ugh. Jim,
I hope that helped.
Jim, I'm glad you called.
All right, thanks.
Reminds me of about 20 years ago, there was a kid, I think in Texas, who... mentioned to people that he was trying to put together the biggest postcard collection in the world. He wanted to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. And it started spreading around on email. It couldn't have been 20 years ago. Maybe 10 years ago when email was really the way before Facebook and all the other social media. There was no Twitter at the time. And people forwarded this thing around, and they kept forwarding it around for years. Long after the kid with cancer had, and it wasn't like he had to get so many postcards in order for him to get a cure or for somebody to help him. He was just, you know, like a make-a-wish kind of kid who wanted to get into the Guinness Book of Records, and this was the way he was going to do it. And long after he had reached that number, people continued to send this email to each other all around the world to a point where his mother actually put out a public plea. Please stop sending us postcards. We don't have any place to put them anymore. The mailman was bringing them at one point, like a giant bag of postcards every freaking day.
Wow. Yeah, and there's no way to stop something like that once it's out.
Exactly. Once you release those hounds on the internet, they go. Yes. And you cannot call them.
No.
Boys, we're calling off. Okay, we don't need the postcards anymore. What? We're too busy buying postcards and sending them. Oh, same thing. And I guess that's how this woman got her photographs back. 354 at the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, they're working with this accident northbound 170. It's near North Handley, and you had to kind of zigzag around. They had partially blocked our light right lane, a little further ahead the left lane. Traffic is backed up to almost Highway 70. Now, there was a report of a vehicle fire on, I believe it was southbound 55 near Richardson Road. It looks like traffic's moving through there pretty well. Starting to get heavy now on southbound 270 from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 still looks pretty good, just a little heavy around Lindbergh, and then again 170. On westbound 70, you're stacking up 270 to the Blanchett Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Looking for a late-night place for great food, drinks, and fun? Your stomach doesn't care what time it is. After 9 p.m., Applebee's becomes the bees with half-price appetizers and drink specials. It's late night done right. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up, Karastan, and Midwest Floor. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of May National Karastan Month. If you've ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpet and rugs made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan Gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, on most products, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Hi, this is Paul Harris, and I have something new for you. In addition to listening to me Fridays from 3 to 6 on the large morning show in the afternoon here on the Big 550, you can also now listen to me overnights on the weekend. It's a brand new syndicated show I'm doing called America Weekend. Fresh, topical talk and lots of great interviews, too. And you'll also hear shows hosted by Turi Ryder and Rick Roberts. It's called America Weekend. You'll hear it Saturday nights and Sunday nights at midnight here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usedjewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, Go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, great deals on the parts you need are your Advance Advantage. And this is a plug for spark plugs. Get it? Plug for spark. Anyway, Advance has the right price and selection of OE quality spark plugs from brands like Denso, NGK, and more. Plus now save $1 instantly on premium Autolite Iridium spark plugs. That's up to $8 in instant savings. That'll put a little spark in your budget.
See store for details.
And Frank, you know what transitional care is? I'm going to tell you. Transitional care is the care that you need when you get out of the hospital but are not at home. It's in between. You're not ready to go home, but the hospital's not going to keep you. You know how this insurance thing is. They only want you in there for so long, and then you're out. So you go to a transitional care facility, and if you're going to have to do that for a week or two or three, average stay at Life Care Center of Florissant is 27 days, by the way. If you're going to have to do that, why not go to the best? Why not go to the best quality, the most beautiful, best equipped, best staffed place you can go? As long as you're not going to get to go home, this is the next best thing. And why would you go to a nursing home for rehab if you don't see yourself as a nursing home patient? This is not a nursing home. Life Care Center of Florissant is a transitional care facility, and they have all kinds of people in there who have all kinds of problems. They have physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. Some people are in there because they had a bad wound, an accident, heart attack. You get the idea. Things happen. Pneumonia. And they need care till they're 100% and ready to go home. That's Life Care Center of Florissant. I urge you to go to see this place in Florissant. It is a beautiful facility. See the other places too. You know what's going to happen? You're going to end up wanting to go or put that person in your family that you care about in Life Care Center of Florissant. It's not forever. They're probably not going to be thrilled about leaving because they're going to love this place. Again, average stay, 27 days. Get you up and running 100%, boom, you're back home. Check it out. Life Care Center of Florissant.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. When will it end? The nation's midsection is dealing with another outbreak of severe weather.
Today is probably going to be the day of biggest concern out of the last several days for us.
Meteorologist Liz Lightman with the National Weather Service's storm prediction.